This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. City leaders in Denver say they will press charges against people who broke windows and set fire at police headquarters over the weekend. Murphy Robinson is executive director of the Denver Department of Public Safety. Robinson, who is black, says violence does not advance racial justice.
The public needs to know that you do not represent us. Stop using the color of my skin as an excuse to tear up my city.
Police arrested 12 people Saturday night. Vehicle registrations are down in Colorado. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The market for cars and trucks has taken a hit. New vehicle registrations dropped nearly 18% through July compared to the same period last year, according to data from the Colorado Auto Dealers Association. Cars fell particularly hard, down nearly 37%, due in large part to the pandemic's effect on the economy. But the association says that the overall decline has started to level off. Colorado's used vehicle market also fell more than 20% compared to this time last year. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has spared Hanging Lake, the popular hiking destination. The Aspen Times reports the fire made two big runs covering several miles last week when it overtook the Hanging Lake area. Officials say they were relieved to see in a flyover that trails and bridges there are mostly undamaged. They say it will still be a while before visitors can return. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon reopened this morning. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.